I got a call one day from an attorney woman I knew, and she said, would you like to meet one of the Rockefellers? I said, sure, I'd love to. And we became friends, and he began to divulge a lot of things to me. So he said to me one night, he said that there's going to be an event there. And out of that event, you're going to see we're going to go into Afghanistan. So we run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. And we're going to go into Venezuela and try and get rid of Chavez. And the first two they've accomplished, Chavez they didn't accomplish. And he said, you're going to see guys going into caves looking for looking for people that they're never going to find. You know, he was laughing about the fact that you have this war on terror. There's no real enemy. He's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it. Because it's an eternal war. And so you can always keep taking people's liberties away. And I said, how are you going to convince people that this war is real? He said, but the media. The media can convince everybody it's real. I mean, you know, it's just that you keep talking about things. You keep saying it over and over and over again. And eventually people believe it. You know, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, which is another lie. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie. And now they're going to do Iran. You know, and it's all one thing leading to another, leading to another, leading to another. Now, I would say, what are you doing this for? What's the point of this thing? You have all the money in the world you ever want. You have all the power. I said, you know, you're hurting people. It's not a good thing. And he would say, what do you care about the people for? Take care of yourself and take care of your family. And then I said to him, what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with the truth, the RFID chip. And have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off that chip.
Yeah. Habéis tenido que abandonar la zona de trabajo por esa amenaza de otra posible explosión, porque los CRER siguen trabajando. Eso sí, ¿verdad?
Sí, solamente se
ha hecho
una atención de urgencia.
Tengo que salir corriendo y cuando he conseguido salir todavía había trozos de metal que salían fuera de la estación y ya estoy esquivando.
Su hermana viaja. Isn't it like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages? Like, you know, you are convinced there are witches. Well, then you look out and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. Like, you know, you are convinced there are witches. Well, then you look out and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. Like, you know, you are convinced there are witches. Well, then you look out and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. Like, you know, you are convinced there are witches. Well, then you look out and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. Like, you know, you are convinced there are witches. Well, then you look out and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. Like, you know, you are convinced there are witches. Well, then you look out and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Then you look up, you'll find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up, you'll find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up, you'll find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up, you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up, you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up, you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up and you find them. It's a little like the witch hunting in the Middle Ages. And, you know, you're convinced there are witches. Well, then you look up and you find them.
It's a waste of good suffering.
Wait.
No time for argument.
You've done this before, right?
I am many times.
To a man called Frank Cotton.
Oh, yes.
He escaped you.
Nobody escapes us.
He did. Alive.
Supposing he has escaped us, what has that to do with you?
I can make him, and you can make him back.
That's
safer
for you.
I want to hear him confess himself. Then, maybe.
But if you need
us, we'll tear your soul apart.
I don't think so.
taking wisdom from suffering.
Wait! No!
Thank you.
suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion it is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens. It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply,
ah!